Yes, indeed, a busy, busy day, and indeed some stuff from yesterday as well, Kieran. And yes, with the Lifford-Ster Ban, it's yet another successful Lifford-Ster Ban race. Mixed weather, of course, but that doesn't deter the people who take part in these races, a half marathon, of course. And about 1,600 athletes or people taking part in it. So that's encouraging. The numbers in these races, you know, have built up tremendously over the last number of years. So 1,600, as I say. John Joe Doherty, who won the Ulster Marathon Championship there a couple of weeks ago in the within the Belfast Marathon, he again was at the front on his own with an easy victory in this event today, the Finn Valley Athlete, and leading David Laird, in fact, from Foyle Valley into second. So a big, big victory once again, 2 weeks after the marathon, so well done to him. And then there was a Buncrana connection, because John Joe was from Buncrana, runs out of Finn Valley. Sarah Kelly, who's also from Buncrana and who competes out of the city of Derry, she won the ladies' section. So well done to that. So Buncrana the victors, really, in that sense. And well done to them. And Leona Cook of Finn Valley was second. But the big, a real, real, real successful event, particularly well organised, as per usual, under the direction, of course, of Mark Connolly of the City Council there in Strabane and the Derry City Council. So well done to them. A really, really tremendous event once again. Of course, the weekend, Wimbledon still does belong to Mark English after that brilliant performance yesterday. I mean, a 1:43.85, the second fastest ever by him. And a Diamond League victory. The only Irish male athlete ever in history to win a Diamond League meet. And I explained the significance of that yesterday. It's top. It's world class. It's the real deal. And so well done to Mark yesterday. And now he moves to Rabat in Morocco for his next race. He's got his plans laid out clearly ahead of him for the summer months. And hopefully that will end up with success in Birmingham at the European Championship. So well done to him. Amy Green, I mentioned yesterday, from Finn Valley, the Dunlow girl, she finished second in the National 5K. In that, again, thousands of athletes competing in the Phoenix Park yesterday. So well done, Amy Green. She was a previous winner of the event, so well done to her. And in the States, a new Finn Valley club record, a personal best performance for Carol Laverty of Finn Valley. A really, really strong performance at 4:16.32, just marginally better than her previous. So well done to her. And she was second in the 1500 in the Big East Championships. And she also was a member of the Providence College team that won the Big East Championships, a relay team, relay member, and broke the record, in fact. So well done to her there. And Emer McCarroll competing today in the final of the 1500 metres in her Missouri Track Championships, regional championships for her university. Many, many, many Donegal athletes excelled in the Ulster Schools Championships yesterday. Just a long, long list of athletes from Loreto, from St. Columbus College, Drenorder, from College de Cuala up in Ballinamore there, and Ellie Duffy, of course, from the Rosses, representing the Rosses. There was Abbey Vocational School represented. There was the Royal School represented. There was College de Magaña from Bundoran. So Donegal schools really well represented, and so, so many Donegal athletes, the next generation of athletes, winning Ulster Schools title. It's a competitive at this level, and they're the new generation, the next generation of what we hope will be the champions going forward. But I have so many names here, I won't even begin to read them all out or indeed single anybody out. Their big challenge will be now in the Irish Schools Finals in a couple of weeks' time when that kicks in. And as we speak, a brilliant performance from Lauren Callaghan of Finn Valley. She's in Loughborough today at the international meet there. She's just jumped 6:42, which is 2 centimetres down on her Donegal record. And she was leading the competition up until indeed the very last jump when another girl came in with a 6:46. So Lauren Callaghan, really opening the outdoor season in a massive, strong performance for a 6:42. You know, she is a former national senior champion. She was second in the long jump indoors this year, just a couple of months ago, to Kate O'Connor, who beat her by a couple of centimetres. So she's a real serious candidate for possibility for qualifying for the European Championships in Birmingham. So that's where we're at this weekend, Kieran. Mark English, season underway, big time, and a really successful Lifford Strabane half marathon.